Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your co-host.
Let's secure for sea and get underway. Competition is part of any small business environment. It's a challenge all home-based business owners have to deal with.
But what if you're in about the most cutthroat competitive world you can be in? Can you not only conquer a hyper-competitive market, but thrive in it?
Entrepreneurial duo Augusto and Jared say yes. With combined totals over $100 million in sales, Augusto Bittenkorf and Jared Barnett are conquering the New York City real estate market.
And we can't think of any market more competitive than Big Apple Real Estate. Augusto and Jared have great advice to share not only on thriving in competition, but also increasing your sales and business success.
So greetings, Augusto Bittenkorf and Jared Barnett. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello to our podcast audience.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for having us. Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure being here.
Thanks for coming on our show.
Okay, so we always ask the question, where are you dialing in from? But this time, I think everybody's figured it out. So how's New York City?
It's nice. It's hot today. It's about 90 degrees, yeah. So we're happy to be in our home doing some work with air conditioning. On high.
Indoors.
When it's cold in New York, isn't it actually hot? It's just like there's always so much going on there.
Cold this time of the year in New York. No, it's hot. No, but it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful
Great.
Day.
Okay, so before diving into conquering market competition, Augusto and Jared, please tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Well, my name is Augusto. I am originally from Brazil. Rio de Janeiro, and I moved to New York about 12 years ago. I usually worked in entertainment as an actor since I was a child, and I always loved real estate, and I made a switch in the past few years. I joined Jared, who's like my business partner, and we've been doing, I think, a very good job.
Yeah, so my background is I came from a fashion background. I used to actually work in the high-end luxury industry for a few years out of college, always knowing that I wanted to get into real estate. And through my experience in the fashion world, I met someone who was very successful in real estate. I ended up joining his team. He was a very established real estate broker in the city. So I was sort of taken under his wing, and I spent the first few years in the industry working alongside him, which is a great way that I recommend for people getting into the industry, you know, because you're exposed to such high-end luxury real estate from the onset. So I worked with him for a few years. I eventually moved over to my new firm where I worked for about 4 or 5 years. And that's when Augusto joined me as I continued to grow my business and join my team. And as Augusto mentioned, he has such a large network with his background in entertainment. So we joined forces, and we've actually just recently started with Compass, where we're at now, and continuing to build our team.
Well, you know, you look at acting, you look at fashion. I mean, you know, presentation and having some flair. They sound like, you know, that's a good way to connect with the real estate market. Well, I also like the way that you join forces, because that's a way a lot of small businesses grow and strengthen. And one we highly recommend is find a good partner that complements you. So it looks like you've mastered some of those things, those two important points already. Well, Augusto and Jared, you know, what's a typical day like for you? I bet it starts off in a stylish home office.
In real estate, I think it's hard to have a typical day. The ideal day would be like I wake up early in the morning, go to the gym, exercise, clear my mind, and then I start studying what I'm going to be working on that day. But sometimes you cannot do that because you have an international buyer in town who's leaving the same day and he wants to see the apartment at 8 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Then you have to change and be able to be flexible and attend your client's needs, the buyer's need or the seller's need. So the typical day, I would say it's really different every day. Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the exciting things about our job. You know, neither of us, you know, coming from the backgrounds that we came from, you know, we were never typical 9-to-5, you know, kind of people. You know, so in our industry, it's absolutely the kind of job where you can expect to almost work 24/7. You know, your clients, you know, are reaching out to you when they're free, which oftentimes is out of business hours. So you know, we definitely have to keep very open schedules and be accommodating. And so, yeah, but like Augusto said, every day is different, which is exciting.
So it sounds like, well, you know, when you get started, you try to build some routines in and ways you want to organize your day, but you stay flexible and have to adjust to the pop-ups and the clients that come in, and you know, you got to show them something at 8 a.m. But, you know, you bring out a good point where you're trying to get that routine and be organized, but hey, you got to be flexible and roll with the waves.
Yeah, I need flexibility. I think that's very important. I mean, there are days you wake up with a set schedule that you have planned for the day, and all of a sudden you
then you download email and look at your cell phone, and it all changes.
Mm-hmm. Emails, and you know, there's a buyer from China who, of course, has to leave by 2 p.m. on a flight, and wants to get into your property at 10 a.m. And all of a sudden you're changing your schedule, but you absolutely have to be accommodating. Yeah. Never know.
And that's also a great thing to work with somebody else, because if I'm unavailable because I have a different appointment that I can't cancel, you know, Jared would be able to be there and vice versa. You know,
that's a really good point again about bringing on that partner, is that they can cover for you and provide some backup and depth that you don't have when you're, you know, working by yourself.
Most likely one of us would be there.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we go on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Deborah Kay of Global Venture Services. Deborah Kay is one of the network marketing industry's top executives. She has worked with hundreds of aspiring home-based entrepreneurs to achieve business success. She is a simple system that you can follow. For more information, visit www.workparttimelivefulltime.com or our podcast webpage for more information on sponsors.
With huge demand, high prices, and strong-willed, no BS clientele, I can't imagine a more competitive market than New York real estate. Augusto and Jared, tell us about this competition.
Well, you know, to be successful in our business, you know, there's several different ways, you know, you can get business through mailers, but without a doubt, the most efficient and the most effective way is to have a very strong core network. Once you establish a very strong core network, you know, our business is very referral based. And so once you establish that core network and you grow from there, you know, you're going to start seeing success.
Okay. You know, talk a little bit about that network, because that's so important. We recommend always that the best way you can market is through referral marketing. Did it start off slow and just kind of grind along and then suddenly catch momentum and skyrocket, or did it just kind of grow gradually over time at the same rate? How did that network work out for you?
As you start in the business, you know, you're brand new, so you're starting to, you know, speak with the people who are closest to you, and as you do your first sale, you know, then you meet their friends, you know. But it's also about going out. You know, there are days that we get home and we just want to relax, and we just want to take off our shoes and relax, but we know that there's an event. You know, it's not just about networking and being out. About being out and being at the right places where you're going to meet those people who are potential buyers of, you know, a $2-3 million apartment. But most importantly, what I do think people forget oftentimes is, you know, sometimes they're so focused on meeting as many people as possible and just building out their network so fast that they forget to maintain certain relationships. And it's equally as important to maintain existing relationships who are people who are already close to you, because, you know, if you're not constantly maintaining that relationship and spending time with that person, you know, they forget. You know, they forget. And so it's a combination of building your network, but also maintaining your network.
Yeah, you know, that to pull out a great point you meant, it's quality versus quantity. You don't want to – so many people go out and network and they just try to kill it and just over and over and hit as many as they can, and they forget to, you know, find the real quality personnel that will help you. But also to don't forget those existing clientele and to nurture that existing network you have and keep them tight with you.
The core, you know, you grow, but you maintain the core, absolutely.
Well, Augusto and Jared, your sales numbers show you have mastered competition. What are some of the ways you stand out from the competition and stay relevant in a business that's always evolving?
Yeah. I think nowadays technology is very important. Like we were saying before, New York City, Manhattan, is where all the foreigners and investors are buying. And some of them are not even here. They are in China, or they are somewhere in the Middle East or Europe. and they need to have access to the best quality pictures, videos, floor plan, and even like 360 videos where they can see the whole apartment without being there. And believe me or not, sometimes you sell apartments here without even showing, without the person even going there. So technology is a very strong point for in New York City, because not everybody who's buying here really lives here. It's a pedestrian town, a lot of it. So that's very important, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as Augusto said, you know, we compete against a lot of agents who might have been doing this business 2-3 times as long as we have. You know, but if you're not up to date with the current market trends, especially technology, as Guto mentioned, you know, we're doing things now that when we go on to pitch presentations and we show them these videos that we make and, you know, the social advertisements that we do, the virtual staging that we're able to do on our own, you know, which many agents don't do, they're very impressed with that. And it gives us a competitive edge, you know, over somebody who may not be doing this because back when they were doing it 10 years ago, that wasn't what they needed to do. So by us being very up to date with marketing trends, it's really helped us have a competitive edge against our competition.
So good points. Focus on the technology and keep up on how it's evolving. You know, just taking a look at how something may be evolving in video. Has virtual reality, you know, some of that technology crept into real estate yet? Or I bet it's going to pretty soon.
Which is the 360 video, pretty much. So people are able to drag on the picture and see different parts of the apartment. They can sort of walk in there without being there. So they go to the kitchen, they go to the bathroom, and this is something quite easy to be done, but people think it's just...
Oh, so you're already doing it. You're, in effect, getting virtual reality by allowing people to actually alter the view they're in to see what they want to see in a virtual video environment.
Yeah, this is something that we do as well. You know, depends on the property, the size of it, and the needs of it, right? But yeah, and it's not that difficult. People think it's, oh my God, they can never do this. That's just like so, like, you know, technological, but not really.
Interesting. Augusto and Jared, have you been able to actually leverage competition to gain a competitive advantage from it to thrive even more?
Yeah, so, you know, something that we've been doing in the most recent years, you know, we used to be primarily focused in Manhattan. Most of our business was there. But as the market evolves, we're evolving with it. And Brooklyn and Long Island City, for instance, have become very hot markets. And for us to fully be able to help all of our clientele, we've learned those markets. We've expanded our business. And so if you really want to maintain that competitive edge and really see your sales grow, you know, if you are not able to, you know, help your clients who want to look in these other areas, you're going to lose that business. So, you know, we're now in a position very often now in Manhattan, you'll see people who want to sell their home to Manhattan and buy in Brooklyn. Maybe the price points are a little bit lower. And so if you're not able to sell their place in Manhattan and then also help them in Brooklyn, you're going to be missing out on a lot of sales. So we've been, you know, doing a lot of research and studying these other boroughs and neighborhoods, you know, so that we can fully and effectively help everybody.
Oh, so you try to home in and be able to help both the buyer and seller, and by, you know, by expanding your horizon of what you can deal with, that's opened up some opportunities for you.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously, if a client sells in Manhattan and he's looking to move to New Jersey, where it's, you know, 3 hours away, this is something that we have colleagues that will help us, and then we refer our client. But, you know, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island, this is something that we can do, and, you know, we can help them really well. We're not going to do New Jersey. We're not going to do, you know, the Hamptons. We have people in the Hamptons that work with us, and we do a referral system.
I mean, there gets to be a point where it's just too far, you know, but, you know, through Compass and our own network, we built relationships with brokers and all these other prominent cities so that when people do come to us.
You know, really highlights the value of your network as you expand outward, and it gets beyond something you can do, and you don't necessarily want to form a joint venture. You've got a good network of clients that you can refer, or persons in the industry that you can refer to, and that all helps everybody grow.
All the time, yeah.
Even overseas, yeah.
And you know, our clients are happy because, listen, people they don't know, you know, if someone wants to move to Connecticut, they don't even know where to begin. So to be able to come to their Manhattan broker or their New York City broker and be able to have a full service experience where we can help them sell here, we can hook them up with somebody. You know, we've hooked up our clients with people as far as Portugal. You know, so it's not even just national; we go international as well.
Well, that's something like for another podcast, but yeah, that's just that home business or your business is small business. You're instantly able to plug into a worldwide market and leveraging it on technology. It sounds like you're already doing some of that.
But what's most amazing is that we can do almost all of this from home.
Home, we love it. Home business. Well, every small business owner is a salesperson, whatever your industry. Augusto and Jared, you know, what have you learned over the years in terms of increasing your sales?
So, you know, one thing that I think is very important, you know, especially as people start to become more successful, you know, maybe they start to turn their nose to some of the smaller deals or smaller accounts that come their way. And we're very fortunate to be in a position right now where a lot of the business that we are doing, you know, is in the multi-million dollar range. But, you know, we still do often get, you know, referrals of someone's sister or brother, whatever, who's moving to the city and looking for their first rental. You know, and it might be something that's much lower than what we're typically doing. But, you know, if you really want to see your overall sales increase, you know, it's never a good idea, and we don't do it, you know, to turn away business. And very oftentimes you'll take on that new client. And you know what? Sure, it might take a little bit of your time, but that new client could then potentially buy in 3 years. And, you know, a great example is this precise situation happened to me a couple of years ago. You know, I took on a rental, which I was, you know, I was hesitant because I was so busy at the time, but I did it. And sure enough, after, you know, we finished up the rental, she says, oh, by the way, my mom's looking for a broker. She wants to sell her $3 million home. You know, and so if you want to see your overall sales increase, you really just have to take advantage of every lead and every opportunity.
Yeah. Wow. Augusto Bittencourt and Jared Barnett, this has been a great discussion on thriving in a competitive environment. Do you have any final points you would like to share with us?
You know, I mean, we always like to give some tips to anyone who's thinking about breaking into the industry. I mean, we do get approached constantly by friends, colleagues, friends of friends, you know, looking to get into the industry. And, you know, what we like to say is, you know, we highly recommend it. It's a great career in the sense that you get to, you know, control your schedule and you work for yourself. You know, oftentimes many people work for a company and you maybe work overtime, you work long hours, but, you know, and you're on a salary. But what's wonderful about our business in real estate is the harder you work, you know, the more successful you're making your own business. You know, so it's a very gratifying and exciting thing to do. It's not an easy big business to break into. But if you stick it out, usually past that first year, you'll do well.
Well, they often say, you know, the number one determiner of success is grit, G-R-I-T. Just, you know, you got to find something good, a great opportunity like you're in, but stick with it and figure out how to make it work.
No, absolutely. Yeah, it's a lot of long hours. It's a lot of work. But, you know, it's an exciting industry. You get to see beautiful properties. You get to deal with great people. So if you could work hard that first year and you know, I do also tell them, make sure you have a nice savings in place beforehand, because as you know, it's a business.
Where, oh, yeah. We usually recommend 6 months before, striking out on cash flow. Well, Augusto and Jared, thank you for being such great guests on the Home Business Podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate you having
us.
Thank you.
Right. See you soon.
Bye. Yes. Thank you, guys.
To learn more about Augusto Bittencourt and Jared Barnett, visit www.compass.com/agents or our podcast website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying, anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.